I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Fish and coming at you from the Fleet Farm Studio. So let's say you're into a batch of small crappies. How do you get those bigger ones? Do you upsize your jig, make it a bigger profile? Do you go with bigger minnows? Do you give it more action? I'll tell you what one Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer says, but first...
You fish the same waters year after year. But what if your next best fishing story is just a few miles away? Onyx Fish builds on 15 years of experience, giving hunters and adventurers a revolutionary angling tool to help you find new water, new access, and new fish. Find the right lake. Know the species, size, and abundance. Get expert local insight. Navigate to the right ramp fast. Then go fish in new lakes like they're your home waters. Don't chase reports. Make your own with Onyx Fish.
So you're into a school of small crappies and you want to get some big ones. Do you go with a larger jig head? Do you add bigger minnow to the program? Do you add more action to the lure? What do you do? Well, according to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Chris Kuduk, you move. None of the stuff that I just stated will actually work because it's a good possibility that the school of fish that you're into are just small fish. So you need to go find bigger fish. A lot of times that means going deep, but move you need to do. So what Kuduk will often do is move out into the deeper water looking for a break line where a lot of those bigger crappies will station, and he'll vertical jig those fish, getting a bait right into them. It doesn't take a bigger jig, sometimes he'll go smaller. It doesn't take a bigger minnow, sometimes he'll go smaller. What it usually takes is just moving and finding those bigger fish. From the Fleet Farm Studio, this has been From the Pages of the Outdoor News.